Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Hey everybody, welcome. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. Happy Earth Month. It's going to be a great show. I promise to sound peppy because I feel peppy. And I've said before, when I listen to my show, it's like, I was so excited. Why don't I sound so excited? So tonight, I really am excited. And there are lots of reasons besides it being Earth Month. In studio with me is not only a dear friend, a game changer, a leader in our community, a leader in the country, who happens to be a dear friend, Suzanne Lauder. She is the CEO of Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. I think tonight some of the numbers that she's going to share with us, the diversity, the programs are going to educate you and excite you and blow you away. And I want to do, like I was on Facebook tonight, Suzanne, of course I was, putting information up about the show. I was putting things in Twitter, and I was tagging friends of mine that I'm going to name on the show, like Scott Caddow, Nancy Thibodeau, my friend Kathy Rankin, who in their weekly schedule is Stop at Goodwill on Tankaverde. So they're like, they're regulars.
I love them.
I love them too. My friend Nancy calls me, she goes, Gina, you're not going to believe what I found at Goodwill. So we are a big Goodwill family of friends. Trust me on this one. And I just want to do a quick reminder to everybody to please follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And remember that I am live every Saturday at 12 Pacific Standard Time now, broadcasting Mrs. Green's World, where I interview guests from all over the country and from Tucson and from Phoenix on every aspect of sustainability that you can imagine. So that's my big shout out. And thank you so much for being here. And there's about 3 hours of content and 30 minutes of show.
That would be about right. And I'm going to try to keep up with your excitement and enthusiasm. It's going to be hard.
We were talking about it off air. It's like, we want to sound peppy. I think that's even an old word, but we're going to do it. So Goodwill, to me, when I really got into the role of Mrs. Green, we've been going to Goodwill forever. We've been donating things to Goodwill forever, cross my heart. But I never realized that Goodwill is more than just a resale location, a place to go and find cool, neat stuff. It's a major corporation here in Arizona. There are major corporations in other places throughout the United States. They provide so much more that they use the money. I'm like, I never thought about what you did with the money because you're just doing a good thing for the planet. But the employment, the numbers, now, of course, the thing I'm obsessed with, what you're saving from going into the landfill. So talk a little bit about Goodwill and how you're independent and what you're doing here in Southern Arizona. It blows me away.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Green, and you blow me away.
That's great. We're going to have some fun.
We have mutual admiration society
right,
here.
Right.
Well, you know, Goodwill fits right in to what you do, what we're about. It's all about recycling. It's all about taking care of the planet, and it's all about, while we're doing that, finding work with people.
Taking care of the people.
Yes, it is. So it's about people, and it's about our planet. So we were founded, actually, recycling is how we were founded. In the early Depression years, the guy that worked with us, not work with us, because he was very old.
We're really feeling it, but like, we remember
the guy
that
at Goodwill. When he founded it, he looked around and he was trying to help people in need because, of course, like now, there were a lot of those folks. And he gave away things, and then he found that they needed them the next day, and then it really didn't solve anything. So what he did is he went to the most influential and most affluent neighborhood in Boston, and he asked them for things to fix or things they were going to throw away, and then he brought them back to these people that didn't have work, had disabilities, had issues, and they fixed them or they sold them, and he gave them the money. And from there, we have
Holy
built a Goodwill
smokes.
of, we have 177 Goodwills. And what's great about Goodwills is we're all located in our own territories. So what works in Chicago may not work in Tucson. And the people that donate to Southern Arizona, which is our, we're from Casa Grande down to Nogales, people that donate to Goodwill, it stays in their community. So the proceeds are there to help with the needs of our specific communities. It's a joy.
And I did not know that either. I mean, I love finding out, going down the rabbit hole of Goodwill. I also found out when I took a tour of your facility on Cherry Bell, which is, it's unbelievable. Like I kept saying to Gary, you are kidding me. Or are you kidding me right now? Because nothing goes to waste. And also, I asked him about specifically one of the most recent stores that I've been in was the one on Goodwill, and I've been on the one on the Northwest side. And I said, who does the merchandising? Do you shift things from store to store? And he said, absolutely not. So what goes to Tanque Verde stays there, and then it's moved once.
Yes.
And then it's cradle to cradle, and what doesn't sell there gets moved to bulk purchasing, and things, everything. Every single, if you have a single shoe, it does not go in the landfill.
Believe it or not, we can sell one shoe.
I know. He said, and I was like, I said, what do you do with one shoe? Even I cannot think of what to do with one shoe except making decorations out of it. I mean, and then things are sold by the pound. So it just keeps going. And it's the Goodwill gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, it is.
So I know you have some numbers, and I love to run the numbers for people so they can kind of get their head around it a little bit. Last year, no, I know the answer. If you don't know the answer,
I know the
how
answer.
Many items do you think Goodwill, I wish, yeah, annually are saved from the landfill and were not?
How many items?
Items. It says here in the notes that I took.
Well, I know how many pounds.
How many pounds?
19
pounds.
Million.
19 million. Sorry, there you go. Suzanne, right? I'm not.
Do I get something special?
Yes, 19. You get an almond, an organic almond. 19 million pounds. Mm-hmm. That has to blow people's minds.
It does.
So there's that piece of saving that from the landfill. But I'd love to talk about some of the unbelievable programs that you have that when you go to a Goodwill and when you make a purchase, your money is being spent to do things like employ the disabled. I'd love to talk about the youth mentoring programs. You know, that's one of my,
yes,
my special to my heart. So talk about some of the programs.
Well, we took 19 million pounds of people that graciously recycled to us. And here's what we did. What we turned 19 million pounds to is this. We gave out 18,000 books last year to underprivileged children. We have a lot of principals that tell us that they go in homes without one printed
word.
Totally. So we have partnered with Rotary and the Reading Seed. They make the distribution, and we donate the books. And they're all our recycled books. And then we have jobs. Those that 19 million provided 19,000. Pardon me, million.
19 million,
million.
Pounds.
Okay, I'm even amazed.
It's staggering.
Those 19 million pounds provided over 400 jobs this last year plus. And you know, in the old days, they didn't think that was such a big deal. But I went to shake hands in our new employee orientation with a guy, and I said, "Welcome to Goodwill." And he said, "Thank you for this job." And then I went to move to the next person, but he didn't let go of my hand. And I'm thinking, I need security. This guy stands up, and he looks me in the eye, and he says, "No, I mean thank you for this job." He said, "I've been in construction all my life. I've never been without work. We didn't buy a house that was too big for us. We had savings. We didn't overspend.
We did everything
we
right.
We did everything right." That's what he said. "And we are 2 weeks from losing our home. And because of this job at Goodwill, my family will not lose their home." So that's how important a job is at this moment in time. And we also use it for our job connection centers. Over 11,000 people last year use our job connection centers that are supported by our store sales and those 19 million pounds.
And in case somebody doesn't know what that is, it's amazing too, because I took a
yes.
tour of that. What, tell people what that is.
Well, it's a one-stop center. You come in and one-on-one, we will help you put a resume together. We will help you job search online. A lot of people don't know how to do that. We have people that don't know how to apply online. We will one-on-one with them, take a look at what's available to them, what they want to do. We have so many great stories from that. We had a young woman come in. She had nothing, lost her job. She wound up, she was just about on the streets. What we did is we put a resume together. We did an interview with her. She wound up with a job. She was on public assistance. She got off of public assistance, and she enrolled at Pima College because of all the connections and the assistance she wanted our job connection site.
And I don't think people stop all the time and realize it. And I know it because I'm trying to be a social media maven at my,
you are
my,
a social
my very
media
young
maven.
Age, is that things have changed so much. They
yes.
continue to change so fast. Most jobs now, I don't know if most, but I'm going to say so many jobs, the only way that you can apply is online.
Yep.
You don't go in and say, can I fill out a job application? They'll give you a card. So if you don't have a computer and you don't have computer skills, which millions of people still don't, everybody's not sitting in front of their computer tonight. The value of that in helping give people a hand up.
Yes.
Is so critical to me. You just don't stop and think, well, everybody has a computer. Oh, guess what? No, they don't. So those services to me are so important for changing the cycle for people that
it
are
is.
At risk of going into poverty, or this man, perfect example, where would he be? Really.
It is. And our job connection sites are geared. We've even had engineers. We had one engineer in there who said, you know, I got three interviews, but I lost every single job. So our person sat down with them and went through the interview process. She called me and she said, you wouldn't believe what he's saying in an interview. And that he got the next job. He came back and told us he had the next job. So we're having all walks of life in those job connection sites. So as I said, we had 11,000 visits last year from people needing assistance and are giving that one on one, which is just great. The other thing that has happened is those recycled books that we have, our
love
people.
I know where you're going to go with this.
I love it.
It makes me so excited.
We have a business center where we employ people with disabilities. And one of the things that those people with disabilities do is they go through all of the items and they put it on ebooks. And so we are able to generate revenue by those ebooks that are recycled. And in turn, it goes back to helping our people with disabilities. We've absorbed a lot of folks that have been laid off by other organizations. It has been remarkable, the feedback. They love the work, and it has provided a lot of substance for some of our other programs, like Youth on Their Own. It's a youth mentoring project that we have. It's not with Youth on Our Own, but they do a great job. This mentoring for youth at risk or kids that have been in the courts, we work with the justice systems. We help get a mentor for them, help them get back to school, help them find jobs. It has been a very rewarding opportunity.
And I want to go a little bit further with the hiring people with disabilities, because it's you, as you go through life, you have footprints left in your heart. So when I took a tour of that, of the facility, to see how the book, it's scanning. It's a scanning
mm-hmm.
process.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So I sometimes wish, I so wish this was TV, because then we could ham it up a little more. But, you know, you take there are people with Down syndrome mm-hmm. that are, I mean this from my heart, happy. They're so happy, and they have a purpose, and they get it, and they're with other people, so there's the socialization piece, and the scanner, so I watch this. They take the book, and they scan it,
mm-hmm.
and the book, the system that you have purchased, tells whether it should be put on ebooks because of the value, and I know I stood there and watched while they did maybe 10 books, and it said, okay, there are only 7 books listed and suggested price. So it went in the let's sell it on ebooks. And then the one said, you know, like a, I don't know, a whatever, trying to think of a common author, there are, you know, 972 copies. It's not worth it. So that would go to sell in the stores or to other way, mm-hmm. otherwise, or donate it to Reading Seed. So it was unbelievable. And I think, I'm not kidding, I think somebody told me, and I exaggerate a lot, but when it comes to Mrs. Green, I try to stick to the facts. But someone there told me, I said, what's the most you ever got? And I think you honestly did get close to $1,000 for a rare book. I do.
You know, yes, we
I think
can.
That's true.
Yes, that's true. You can. It depends on the book. And we bought that system just especially for them. And boy, are they dynamite. They are so great.
And it's so efficient. And the other thing is, do you still do what I call it fulfillment? Like someone will say, we have to put together, you know,
We're 300 doing some of that right
pizza
now.
Boxes.
Yep.
And it's a routine job, but it's a system, and people are happily sitting there feeling productive.
And they're earning a paycheck.
And they're earning a paycheck.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, yeah, it's so great. So I didn't want to gloss over that. Now, how did you get involved in the youth mentoring program? Because as you know, I've been involved with Building the Future, involved with Rotary for 20 years. To me, mentoring, if you want to give one gift back to the world, become a mentor, because it'll reward you a hundredfold.
And it gives back to the community because they become citizens that give back to the community.
Yes.
And what happened is our national office, Goodwill, nationally there were a number of Goodwills. There was a grant out, and we self-fund a lot of our programs with the recycling. One of the reasons we're doing so well is that we are not mainly dependent on government funding.
I love that.
And it's because of all the things you're just talking about. It's because of the recycling. It's because of the great people that shop at our stores. It's because of the great people that donate to us. It's the great people. We have the most fabulous team at Goodwill. They know how to wring every little penny out of a nickel. They are just
nothing
amazing.
Nothing goes to waste. And they
and
can separate the wheat,
programs.
Too. They do.
That's
There's
right.
cream. I know where the cream showcases
we are.
We are
so blessed, and this community is blessed to have such a great group working for them. And now,
so National had a grant.
National's grant. Then the grant ran out, and our person came to me who was handling the program, said, Suzanne, this program needs to really happen, and so can we fund this program ourselves? And even though it wasn't in the budget, we did it, and we did it because, again, of our recycling, and we did it because we could, and because of what happens when we wind up selling items in our stores, and everything goes right back to this community. It makes a nice circle.
And you, we didn't say how many years you've been there, because when I said, I don't want to gloss over it, that you were a game changer for this Goodwill, you've worked really hard. I want to honor that and just say that absolutely without hesitation. So you have helped to make this the number one Goodwill. You got an award for
We got an award
got
this
an award.
Year for the fastest
the
growing
team.
Goodwill
fastest
in the country.
Growing Goodwill.
That's right. And it's our team.
So it's
I'd love to tell you it's me, but
it is,
it's them.
I know. And we know nothing happens without a team. I'd love to say I'm here. I show up and they put the microphone in front of me. And where would I be without the team making everything else work?
Yep.
So the team makes it happen. Let me go a little bit off the track a little bit for a minute, because I really mean it when I say we always shopped at Goodwill. My mother she could pick out, you name it. She taught us well. And James is really good at picking things out. That would be Mr. Green. But with the challenging economic times, was there an upswing? Or do you think, I know what I think. I want to know what you think. I think that people, it's hip. It's people like to, they're proud of it. There's no like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I have a dress that was on Facebook and said, I got this at Goodwill for $8.50. Proudly. It's a gorgeous dress. It's a designer dress. Should I brag that I paid, you know, $400 for it? Not interested at all. So did the economy downswing help? Or do you think it was a collision of all the good forces going?
I think it's a collision of all the good forces. And you're right. It is becoming fashionable. I ran into a woman at Rotary who took a job at a very amazing upscale spa and marketing. And she said, you know, I've now got to buy a lot of clothes and they're killing me. I said, well, go to one of our Goodwill stores. You'll be amazed at what you find there.
Amazed.
So I sat next to her at Rotary, never thought about it, 3 weeks later, and she had on this beautiful silk outfit. I leaned over and said, you looked great. She looked at me. She picked the skirt up. She said, Goodwill. Picked the jacket up, Goodwill. She said, I am never paying full price again in my life.
For anything. And you can have a much bigger wardrobe.
Yeah, I said, so did you tell all your friends at the upscale spa that you got all your clothes at Goodwill?
That's right, because she should.
That's right.
Proudly.
Exactly. But it has become, what's great is, is that we've become better at what we do also. I think we've made it a better shopping experience. And I think the community now, as you said, is ready for what Goodwill has to offer this community. Really great clothing at a really good price. And everybody's watching their pennies right now. But as you know, we get designer clothing everywhere. I had a person come up to me and go, "Nani, nani, boo, boo." And she said, "This is a $2,000 purse, and I got it for $50 from Goodwill."
Don't you wish you were that person? I do. I wish I was finding it. My friend Nancy found a St. John suit.
Yeah.
And she called me up, and she goes, "Gina, I found a St. John suit, and I think it was like an amazingly expensive price of like $29. And it was, she said, "Are people still wearing white Goodwill suits, white St. John suits?" And I said, "In my circle of friends, they absolutely are." So she got I was so mad because we're the same size, but she got the white St.
Well,
John suit.
And you know, all of that again goes, everything goes back to our programs. It helps us fund. We work, as I said, we have a lot of partners. We work with the City of Tucson, and we have a computer training program that we can take people that haven't really had a lot of computer experience, give them 4 weeks, and we can find them a job with benefits. We have an 85, even in this economy, we have an 85% placement rate. And how that helped, there was a couple that lost their business. They were in the tile business. They didn't have any other skill sets. They lost everything. We put them through the program. Both of them got a job. They are now stable, and they have health insurance for the first time in their life.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, these stories are amazing. And I still reiterate, I'm going to say it again. People don't think about Goodwill. They see the stores. They see the stores. And you talk about having it be a huge help for college kids.
Oh, yeah.
My Emily, so proud of her. She puts pictures up on Facebook, and she moved to Taos, where they do not have a Goodwill. Not enough people, I don't think. But when she went to Santa Fe, she had to go take a test, and she said, "Mom," I said, "what are you going to do in Santa Fe?" She goes, "I'm going to Goodwill." She got 6 sweaters for $15.
Oh,
she's
yes.
in Taos. I said, "Put a picture up on Facebook." And she did, and she got this little piece of Goodwill. Now, you do ebooks, which raises revenue mm-hmm. and keeps things from the landfill, and you know, mentoring programs mm-hmm. and gives them away. You also, I was not sure when you started this, and you're probably surprised at how much I do know now about Goodwill, but you also have an online store. And when I took the tour with our friends from EDG, when they were donating uh-huh. like a house full of furniture, I said, "Well, I want to go on the tour too." And Gary was showing me all these like sterling silver candle holders.
Yeah.
And I was saying, where are you selling that? And he said, "Online."
Mm-hmm.
So you have a growing online business. How do people find out about that?
Well, I happen to know.
I don't know the answer to that.
www.goodwillsouthernaz.org. Pardon me. So it's our website.
On the website.
Yep.
On the website. So that, and I think there are really lots of online shoppers, and they probably Google things and put in silver candlesticks in Southern Arizona, and you probably come up in the Google search.
It is just remarkable what we get in. We get cars in. We get that are beautiful. We find jewelry. We have people coming into our stores all the time with eyeglasses in case we missed a diamond or a...
Looking for
that
are going to take
it
and resell.
We have regulars that are going to take it and resell it if somebody else doesn't recognize it first.
That entrepreneurial spirit.
Oh, yeah.
That entrepreneurial
yes,
spirit.
Yes, it is.
I love
it. It's alive and well.
Now, is there anything that you don't take or don't want to sell? And that's
there are things we don't take.
It's good for people to know that.
Yes, but it's usually for governmental regulations. Like we can't take any paints, tires, things like that, or safety. The oddest thing we don't take is bowling balls.
Oh my God. Brought that up.
And the reason we don't take it
is
liability. People get their thumbs stuck in bowling balls, and also they drop them. And so on themselves, and we don't want that happening to our customers. So it sounds like a good thing.
When did that go into effect?
About 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it, because my husband has bought more bowling balls because he used to make bowling ball sculptures.
Is that right?
The ultimate recycle. I cannot believe
I'm
of
so
all
sorry
things you brought
for
that
James,
up.
Her husband. <That's right>. I apologize that.
So bowling balls of all things. So when people bring them in, you say sorry. We cannot do that because it's a liability. Well, me bowling is a liability. So.
Well, what is great is with the things we do. We helped. We helped about 18,000 men, women, and children last year. You know, abused women come away with nothing, no clothing, no job skills. A lot of times their children don't even have clothing to go to school while mom goes to work, even if she had a job skill to do that. So what we're about
is
we're about finding work.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, we have over 30 partners. The One Stop. Pima County One Stop is one of our partners, and so we're on site with them. They have a great place to look for a job. They also get training there. So that's another great place, along with our Job Connection Centers, to do that. The city helps us provide training for this computer customer program.
So
you can go right into a job, full-time benefits, and people send them to us. They'll say, you're not quite ready, go to Goodwill's training program, and then come back. And it's open to everyone, and we scholarship everyone in.
It's free?
It's free.
So that's unbelievable, too. Mm-hmm. And there's never been a time in my life where I have seen the need for transitional skills. People did things like you said, they did their whole life. I read probably in the Wall Street Journal an editorial that said today, you know, it was like a couple months ago, there are 600,000 job openings consistently published today. And the reason why they're openings is because people's skill sets don't match what is required in this new millennium. It blows me away. You got to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep
up.
Yes,
you do.
Even, you know, executives, it doesn't matter. We are in a computer world, and I don't know what we would do without it.
Yes,
I really
we are.
What we do.
And we're also in one of the things that we're looking after, too, is the youth. Because we have the highest dropout rate in the country here in Arizona, and they don't have job skills. They don't know how to work. They don't. We had one guy that, he said, Goodwill saved my life. I was a jazz singer, went to prison, did drugs. I didn't even know you showed up for work because I just didn't show up. And so we brought him in. We gave him job skills, job sets, and he left us for more money than we could pay him by the time all was said and done. And he said, it turned my life around. My family was ashamed of me. And because of Goodwill, nobody else would give me a job. And the woman next to him, she said, well, I wasn't going to tell anybody this. This was one of our little get-togethers. She said, I was an alcoholic, lost my 3 children, lost everything. They have terrible work records. And Goodwill, I convinced a Goodwill store manager to give me a chance, and she did. I got my 3 children back, and they had their first home because Goodwill gave us a chance.
You know, it's the penultimate ripple effect, the pebble in the pond, where it's just there you are doing that. And you know, to me, love saving the landfills, love all of those good things. But breaking the cycle of poverty is the real deal.
It's the key for all of us.
It's the key for all of us. You turn people from being on the dole to being taxpayers. Give them their dignity back. Help break the cycle for their children or their brothers and sisters. And, you know, the mentoring piece, got to do a shout out for that. Now, I've got to say this. I cannot believe we have less than 2 minutes left.
Oh, no.
Like,
I was
going to
say, so do we have time for it? So I guess not. So,
so go.
You first.
You got it. I was just going to say, goodwill.org, goodwillsouthernaz.org, and I have visited it many times. I know you're on Facebook, and I know you tweet. That's the best way for people to find out about all your programs and about your store locations. You just opened one in Sierra Vista. You're opening
Casa Grande.
Yes,
we are.
Go.
That's going to be in May. We are very excited.
It's
going to have a job connection site. Remember what I told you about the stores and the communities we're in? So that's going to benefit the Casa Grande community.
We're excited
about doing that.
You're a business that's thriving, and it's a nonprofit that is profitable for all of us. So everybody, I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. I think maybe this was the fastest show I've ever done. It's like,
was
oh
for
my
me
gosh.
Too.
Okay, so this was Suzanne. This is Suzanne Lauder. She is the CEO of Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. It was a great show. Thanks to you and all your team for the unbelievably spectacular things to make our world a better
place.
And
thank you, Mrs. Green, for showing the world what we can do to make a difference, how can it strengthen communities, and how we can leave a better environment for our children and our grandchildren. Hang in there, and please keep doing what you're doing.
You are such great partners. I am proud to be a partner of Goodwill Industries. So everybody, don't forget, check out MrsGreensWorld.com. We'll have a post of this show up. You can listen every Saturday at MrsGreensWorld.com. Happy Earth Month, and make it a great green day wherever you are. Thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's World.